Good afternoon. Welcome back. If you did come back, it means you're a glutton for punishment. And thank you. So quick hits with Dre, volume two. Here we go. I suffered through that Ranger game last night. Rangers lost, if you're not aware, 6-3. Did think that they would pull off another one of their go down big, come back, tie it, and then lose in a shootout like they did against the Canadians the night before. But, I don't know. They just look tired. Tired legs. I'm not sure. Not sure what to make of it. Canucks were a good team. I said that it would be I thought it would be a better game than it was. They did make it exciting, at least for a little bit there. The score wasn't indicative. They ended up losing 6-3. Did have some juice, but they weren't able to squeeze it out. They'll live to play another day, of course. Too many pucks on the net. It looked a little easy for the Canucks last night. It looked a little easy. So we'll give the Rangers a pass. And lucky for you Islander fans out there, you get the Canucks off of back-to-back tonight. So maybe you have the Rangers to thank. Maybe the Canucks will come in a little bit tired themselves. Some tired legs, we'll see. Maybe they had a little fun last night in the city. And you guys can take advantage of that. So good luck. Good luck to the Islanders tonight at home against the Canucks. And then Michigan, the little engine that could, the Michigan Wolverines. Winning big at the end of it. I thought that that game originally was going to get out of hand. And then the Huskies came back, made it interesting. He got in there, and you're like, wow, this could be fun. This could be a fun game. And then, of course, the Jets were turned on. Not the New York Jets. Just the Jets by Michigan. Started running the ball, moving the ball down the field. And that's it, 34-13. You got Michigan being the national champions. Really good stuff for them, for their fan base. They have a rabid fan base. So close out the college football season. I think it was successful. I'm excited for – no, I wouldn't say I'm excited. But I think it'll be fun next year when they go ahead and expand the college football playoffs to more teams. I mean, look, it's any given Sunday, right? Or Saturday, whatever, or Monday. I mean, now they just play every day of the week. So it doesn't even matter what day you say. But obviously not like the NFL where it really is any given Sunday. But some of those top teams, they can make moves. They can play. So you just don't want to see what happened to Florida State start happening and then calls for less college playoff games. I think it's good. I think it's good for college football. So, that's it. That's it for college football. So didn't miss it. Won't miss it. But it is what it is. There's a lot of fans out there. So my boy Jeets up there in the booth, or the suite rather, hanging out with MJ. Man, to be a fly on the wall in some of those conversations between those two, dating back now a couple decades, probably pretty fun stuff. It's cool to see them hanging out. Cool to see Jeter supporting Michigan. For those wondering, you can put me in this camp with you. I was wondering, besides being Jeter's boy, what's up with MJ? Why is MJ there? His Jordan brand sponsors Michigan. So look at that. So Michael Jordan just keeps winning. That's the Michael Jordan way. So speaking of not winning, we'll just touch base quickly on the Giants again. I won't bore you too much, but I don't know. It seems like it's like a cat and mouse game going on with this wink. Martindale guy. First he said he resigned, then there was no official resignation. The Giants fired his like secondhand man. Maybe he's a little angry about it. I don't know. But I mean, at this point, there's no way. He's got 1 year left. Maybe resigning as opposed to getting fired. Maybe you don't get that year left, right? So now he's going to be basically trying to get fired so that he can get paid. Wink, wink, right? See what I did? See? And then he'll find another job, and then he'll double dip. He'll get his money from the Giants. Maybe he'll sit out. I mean, I don't know contractually how all that stuff works. I'm not a lawyer. But I would think if you resign while under contract, it's cause to terminate the contract, right? So we'll see what he's doing. I think he kind of walked back some of his comments or his statements about resigning. He's like, I think his agents were like, hey, Wink, maybe you should maybe stop talking. I don't know. Maybe mix in not talking for a minute or two. Get you paid, get them their commission, whatever they got to do. Who knows? So, so we'll monitor the Wink and Giant drama, see what comes of it. It is funny. You know, all year Dable tried to really curtail any thoughts that there was some sort of rift between the two of them. And now we see it's come to light. You know, we really, there was smoke and there is definitely fire there. So, I mean, it's, I at this point, obviously, I'd be loved to see my boy Antonio Pierce. I thought he did a good job as the interim head coach for the Raiders, a good leader of men, great Giant, Super Bowl winning Giant, 2007. I mean, he's a captain of that defense. So I would love to see him as the DC for the New York Football Giants come 2024. I don't know. Do you go from head coach? I mean, although interim, do you go from head coach to DC? Defensive coordinator? Do you? I mean, might not be a bad look. Might not be a bad look for him. We'll see. We'll see how it turns out. So anyway, a couple more things on the football front. And then later in the week, you know, we're getting there, but it's only Tuesday. So we got to hold our horses a little bit. We'll break down. We'll go through the games themselves in a little bit more detail. Give you my official picks, what I'm really feeling. Try and take some heart out of it. Just be a straight fact guy. Not a fat guy, but a fact guy. But we'll get there. Hang on to your hats for that one. Vrabel, if you hadn't heard, he was fired. I was shocked. I like him. I mean, look, I'm not watching the Tennessee Titans day in and day out. But, you know, I thought he had put together a pretty good program. They made a good run. I think they had 3 years in a row. Even an AFC championship appearance. And it's 2021 coach of the year, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a what have you done for me lately league. That is without a doubt his case. I mean, that's what happens to you, right? I mean, 6 years. I even saw something. Derrick Henry was shocked to hear that Vrabel got fired. So I'm sure he'll land on his feet. Where will he end up? I think he'll wait for the dust to settle after the Super Bowl, obviously, until maybe some other playoff teams or maybe non-playoff teams. Wink, wink, Patriots. Maybe he goes there. Maybe he joins as a defensive coordinator again. He goes back to his roots. Remember, he was on some of those championship Pats teams. Same deal. He's a linebacker for them. And then probably not really come as a shock, but Arthur Smith down in Atlanta was fired after, say, I think three pretty mediocre / bad seasons. Not a lot of progress. I mean, I really don't have much to say about him or that team. I thought they were going to be better. I thought they should have actually competed with some of the weapons that they brought on for the NFC South division. And they were on their way, but not to be those Carolina Panthers. That was an ugly game and an ugly loss for the Falcons, and probably sealed Arthur Smith's fate. So no speculation. You're not going to get any from me on where he ends up. I have not a clue. Not a clue. But that will be probably, he might be out of the league. Might be out of the league. We'll see. We'll see. And then tonight, oh boy, let me tell you something. Are the Knicks real? They're playing the Trailblazers tonight. Trailblazers are 10-25. The Knicks are on the up and up. Four-game winning streak from this trade has been. I think I'm watching basketball again. Selfish basketball. Moving the ball, getting rebounds, driving, kicking, finding the open man, playing defense. Tibbs, I don't know if they've given him a lot more say on the personnel, but I mean, this trade's good. It's a good trade. It's a good trade. One of the things I am curious about, Tibbs has always been known to really ride his guys. And I've been trying to monitor that since the trade, really. Seeing who's playing, how many minutes they're getting. And I was pleasantly surprised. We even just, for giggles, let's look off the back-to-back, right? They played on Friday, just an absurdly well basketball game against the Sixers, embarrassed the Sixers. 128-92, right? Friday night in Philadelphia, which goes to show you this team might be for real. But you look at the minutes, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He played 12 guys Friday night. Now, obviously, Tibbs knew it was going to be the front end of a back-to-back. 12 guys? I mean, look, some of them didn't get a lot of run, you know. A couple bites here and there, but I mean, it's un-Tibbs-like, I'll say. And then the next night, Saturday night, you're looking at, obviously, the Knicks won, 121-105 against a very bad Wizards team. But it was interesting, if you happen to watch that game, it was like watching the Knicks of like 2017, 2018, maybe even 2012, 2013, 2014. You could just basically the Knicks before the last 3 years, 4 years. And it was like the Wizards were the Knicks, and the Knicks were the other team that was better than the Knicks. And the Knicks got out to a hot start, and they were playing really well. And then you just saw them kind of coast. They put up their wings. They glided. And I was like, oh boy, the Wizards are, shoot. They're coming out. They're making this game close. What are the Knicks doing? And then the Knicks were like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, just kidding. And they turned it on. And watching that game, I got a little PTSD watching that as a Knicks fan. Because back in the day, it would give you hope. You'd watch that game. You'd be like, see? C-Mac? I knew they could do it. And then they just get demolished. And that's essentially what the Knicks did. I mean, I felt bad for Wizards and Wizards fans. It's essentially what the Knicks did to the Wizards. They ended up winning that game 121-105. And it was like they just dangled a carrot, let them hang around, let the Wizards essentially tire themselves out, trying to get themselves back into the game, and then they just laid the hammer down on them. So, you know, it's something to be excited about if you're a Knicks fan. cautiously. I'm going to make sure I put that disclaimer in there. Don't you go out there and get too excited. Remember, if you're my age, maybe even a little bit older, we haven't seen a championship yet. We've been to one, been to two. We haven't seen them. So don't go putting the cart before the horse, as they say. Let's sit here and we'll watch and we'll enjoy this team. Brunson is unreal. Randall, I mean, have you seen a player? Let me back up real quick. Now, I'm not going to bash Carmelo Anthony. I don't want to get yelled at by you fans out there, but I'm probably going to bash him a little bit. One of the things, and now I think that Melo was an all-world talent. I thought that he wanted the spotlight. He wanted the basketball when the shot was on the line. And he had some really good characteristics. But one of the things I noticed about Melo, and even now, I mean, it's crazy. I think LeBron and Melo are quite right around the same age, same height. And I don't like LeBron. Not even a smidge of me likes LeBron. Now, I do have to admit, there was a period of time when the decision happened. Ugh, I mean, it's cringe. And honestly, even being on that ride and being taken for that ride where we all waited for the decision to come down by the great LeBron James. And then let's be honest. I mean, he's great. He's going to go down in history, right? Just like Santa Claus. He'll go down in history as, you know, the best player of this era. But for all LeBron James's flaws, when you watched him play year in and year out, he always got better. If there was a portion of his game that wasn't up to satisfaction with him, he came back and he improved it. And you saw that. Year by year, he got faster. He got stronger. He handled the ball better. He shot better from 3 points. He did it all. He did it all. And on the contrary, and don't worry, I'll bring this home. I'll bring this back around to our boy Julius Randle. Carmelo Anthony never improved anything. He rested on his laurels. He was a great shooter. But he didn't have the work ethic that a LeBron had or has. A work ethic that a Kobe Bryant had. A drive, a hunger, insatiable. These players, insatiable appetite to get better. And so when I look at Melo as a Knick, and there's some good, and I know we are on a Knick tangent, but hey, I mean, it's a light sports day in general, and we might even wrap it home with some of my Yankee disgust. But he never got better. And then you look at Julius Randle. I mean, he signs the big contract, wants to be a Knick, wants to be essentially the centerpiece, almost like Amari, right? When they signed Amari back in the day. The Knicks are back, he exclaimed. But he actually, that first year, he got booed a bit. There was some heat on him. And he just went back to the drawing board, and he continues to get better. You don't see the same player you saw the year before or the year prior to that or the year he got drafted, right? You see a player who's gotten stronger, who's improved his handle. Improved his handle. He improved his shooting. And he improved his team mentality. You're not seeing him. I mean, look, I'm going to cross my fingers on this one. But you're not seeing him do that dumb thing where he takes the ball himself, drives down into the lane, and then gets a charging foul or something. A silly basketball. We're seeing evolution of a leader. We're seeing a guy who passes the ball. The other night they won. He had like 8 points. He was like 1 for 11 from the field. I mean, and look, everyone deserves an off night or two. I'm not even arguing that point. But what's exciting is they still won the game. And they're getting contributions from everybody. And then obviously Jalen Brunson's just, I mean, he's a godsend. You know, like thank God, right? For Jalen Brunson. And then obviously OG. It seems to be the right combination of players with the right team mentality. And if I'd be shocked if they don't climb up the leaderboard, get out of this in tournament type scenario that they're in right now. I think they're in like 7th place. They got to get up past that. I think they're a better team than Cleveland for sure. And those teams, whomever's in front of them, let's take a quick peek, and then we'll round the bases and bring it home with the New York Yankees. And I promise I won't complain too much, but boy, you talk about the Yankees. I mean, we're gonna, but all right. So let's just take a real quick look at this before we move on. Just so you have a good sense here. Yeah. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 5 teams in the Eastern Conference that are 21-15. Top 6 don't have to play in that like tournament thingy that they do. And then there's 7, 8, 9, 10 that do. So your Brooklyn Nets, for all those Net fans out there, they're 16-21. They're in 10th place. So, but you got the Magic, you got the Heat, and you got the Pacers in front of the Knicks right now. Now, I think the Knicks are the Knicks are better than at least the Heat and the Pacers. But, I mean, the Heat beat the Knicks last year. It's still early. So, all right. Let's move on. Let's move on to my New York Yankees. The Yankees went ahead, in case you didn't know. Brace yourselves. They made a huge move. The Yankees are out there just wheeling and dealing. Cashman just dealing for guys. Went and got himself Kevin Smith. Now, if you don't know who Kevin Smith is, well, then you're completely justified because he stinks. He stinks. What are we doing here? What are we talking about? Making announcements about guys that are freaking minor league contracts. And look, the way I look at this, I'm just trying to be nice. Look, baseball's a hard game, and it's the greatest sport in the world. It competes in my heart with golf. Very. And now it's golf wins, right? Because I get to play golf. And baseball retired me back in college. I got retired. So that's that. But when the Yankees, they're the Yankees. And they're not signing guys. What are they doing? This is Brian Cashman's the smartest guy in the room. Smartest guy in the room. Yeah, I think he needs to find himself another room. That's what I think. I think this whole let's find the guys, let's go find diamonds in the rough. I don't know. I don't know what the word is when they're not diamonds, but that's what they're finding. Maybe it's coal. And not Garrett Cole. Maybe it's just Cole. So the Yankees have a lot of work to do. Maybe they'll sign Blake Snell. Maybe they'll sign Marcus Stroman. Maybe they should sign both of them. How about that? If it's one thing we've learned, it's a long season. It is a long season. So there you have it. We're going to talk Yankee baseball. That I promise you. That's not going away. So now we'll talk a little bit of Mets. We will. You got your boy. What do you Met fans call him? Uncle. I think it's Uncle. Uncle Stevie? Yeah, I think you guys call him Uncle Stevie. You guys got Uncle Stevie. You'll be fine. Don't worry. It, you know, he's got a little bit of George in him. You throw money at a problem. So, but I think you guys got to sign some studs. I like Harrison Bader. That'll be fun. Maybe he can regain some form at the plate and stay healthy. But boy, looking at that trade again, I mean, I just, Brian Cashman is, it's almost insufferable at this point. This guy thinks he's so smart. If he was so smart, then why does every other team end up signing players and beating them? This is results. Results, not excuses, right? This isn't you get to tell us that you saw data and analytics on some guy's bat speed and his launch angle, and that's why you guys know what you're talking about. I don't need you to tell me. Stop telling me and start showing it. Start finding guys that play Major League Baseball and contribute on the major league level. Otherwise, you're just filling the minor league roster. That's what you're doing. You got fillers down there. And they need arms. They need a lot of arms. So, all right. That's it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back. You know, we'll be back tomorrow. Another 30 minutes or so. I hope you're enjoying Quick Hits with Dre. And, so long, sayonara. Until next time. Ciao.